From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 962nd broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Hawkshaw Hawkins.
Don't forget me, little darling, while I'm grown old and gray. Just a little thought before I'm going far away. I'll be waiting on the hillside where the wild red roses grow, on the sunny side of the mountains where the rippling waters flow. Don't forget about those many days we courted long ago, and don't forget those promises you made me and so. It's been so long just since I've seen you, but my lust lingers on. Don't forget me, little darling, though our love affair seems gone. Tell me, sweetheart, in your letter, do you ever think of me? I wondered, little darling, wonder where you can be. I'll be waiting on the hillside for the day you will call, on the sunny side of the mountains where the rippling waters fall.
All right, thank you, neighbors. We're glad you could be with us for another Grand Ole Opry, and here's Grant Turner to tell you all about the lineup.
Right, Hawk. Of course, we've got those two regulars, Rod Brassfield and Cousin Minnie Pearl.
And Chet Adkins.
Yes, and String Bean, Tommy Jackson, the Opry Square Dancers, and all the Grand Ole Opry gang.
And our special guest, Miss Jean Shepherd. All right, thank you very much. Well, sir, here's that funny man, the man in the baggy pants, and he's from Hornwall, the hot shot, Rod Brassfield. Let's make it up.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you. That there was nice. Howdy, Mr. Hawkshaw.
Hello, Rod.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you. I'm a man that's having troubles tonight.
What's the matter, Rod?
Well, by now, I'm having trouble with my gal, Susie.
Your gal, Susie?
She's getting too fat.
Too fat?
Yeah, she's getting awful fat. I told her the other day she ought to reduce, you know?
Uh-huh.
She told me, she says, Rod, I don't need to reduce.
Yeah?
Just yesterday, somebody told me that my figure was as graceful as a fawn on a lawn.
Graceful as a fawn on a lawn.
Yeah, and I said, well, that may be true, but to me it looks more like a moose with a caboose.
All right.
Me and her went skating the other night. You like to skate?
Oh, I love to skate. Yes.
Me and her went roller skating the other night, and she fell down, and it hurt her.
It did?
Yeah. Hurt her arm and her leg.
Hurt her arm and her leg.
Her arm got well right quick, but her leg is still in the hands of the doctor.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Last week, me and her, she had an accident last week.
You know that?
Well, I didn't tell you about it, did I, Hawk?
No, I didn't.
Well, she had a terrible accident.
She did?
You know how she loves flowers?
Yes.
Well, she had a lot of petunias and nasturtiums and stuff planted around the front porch.
Yes.
And she was out there sweeping the front porch and fell off the porch and fell right in a flower bed.
Fell in a flower bed.
Yeah. And it bruised her morning glories and just mashed the flitter out of her hollyhocks.
Oh. All right.
She's got an older brother that makes me so mad every time I see him I could just eat a goat burger, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, he's always poking fun at me.
You mean pulling your leg?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, and the other day he says to me, he says, Rod, if a table is painted white and has four legs and rolls on casters, how old am I?
Oh, great. That's a fine one.
I says, well, that'd make you just about 44.
44?
He says, well, now, that's right. I'm 44.
Well,
how'd you know that? He said.
Yeah.
I said, well, I've got a brother that's 22, and he's just half crazy.
Well, that do make a difference, Rod.
I made Susie's daddy mad the other day.
You did?
Oh, I don't like the old man nor him.
Well, I thought
old man Wartnoggle, meanest old man I ever saw.
Well, I didn't know that.
Oh, he's a booger, I'm telling you. He's the meanest old... I was working in the hardware store, you know, helping out Bob Harwood down there in the hardware store.
Yeah.
And I was working in there, and he come in and wanted to buy a fire extinguisher.
A fire extinguisher.
And I showed him the only one that we had.
Uh-huh.
And I told him, I said, Mr. Wartnoggle, this year fire extinguisher is guaranteed for 100 years.
100 years?
Yeah. He says, well, I don't want that one because I'm figuring on dying in 20 or 30 years, you know.
Well, I can understand that.
I said, you better buy it, old man. Where you're going, you're going to need it.
Oh, right back there.
Oh, yes, sirree. Rod, you sure do have a time. Well, now it's time we had something better to look at out here on the stage. So here she is, pretty Jeannie Shepherd. Let's make Jeannie welcome. Jean, I believe you looking prettier all the time.
Bless you. Thank you, Hawk.
Say, Miss Jean, it's a real pleasure to have you with us tonight.
Grant, it's a real pleasure to be here.
Well, I know you and Hawkshaw travel together on your personal appearance tour, so would you mind telling us just where you've been and where you're going next?
Well, Grant, that's sure nice of you to ask, but I'll let Miss Jeannie Shepherd do that.
Well, last weekend we was down in Atlanta, Georgia with all of our friends down there.
Had a wonderful time.
Uh-huh. Sure did.
Bless you.
And the next couple of weeks, we're going to be down in Florida.
Down in Florida, that's right. We start down there on the 25th, and we work through the 30th. But listen, we're doing a lot of talking about our personal appearance, Jeannie. I know that the folks are waiting to hear you do one of your latest records, so here she is singing one that I like awful much called I Used to Love You, But I Don't No More.
Was your business, not mine. And yet you expect me to always walk the line. I used to love you, but I don't no more. I used to want you, but I want no more. You've done me wrong, so now I'm showing you the door. I used to love you, but I don't anymore.
Time is that crazy contraption you're working on. Looks like a water tank tangled up with a load of pipe fittings.
Well, Mr. Hawkins, this here is my latest invention. It's one of my satellites. I'm going to shoot it off into outer space.
Well, what in the world it loaded with, Ron?
Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Everybody knows Prince Albert's out of this world.
For a smoking pleasure, yes, Rod. You can't get fresher, more comfortable smoke.
PA's cool smoking, too. That's because it's crimp cut, you know. Pipe smokers everywhere know that. But don't take my word for it. Just try a pipe pull for yourself. Load up with that there good PA and just sit back kind of restful and easy-like and discover for yourself why Prince Albert is called that there National Joy Smoke.
Fine for making men, Rod.
Yeah, you can't beat it. You can't beat it. No, sir. A cigarette roll with good PA and an OCB paper is smooth smoking.
For pipe smokers or making men, Prince Albert is the best. That's why Prince Albert is America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Now here he is, Tommy Jackson and all the square dancers. So grab yourself a partner and do a little square dancing with us. Tommy Jackson's playing Gray Eagle.
Why not? Let's get off the ride, the first ride, and pull it up. swing that head, start calling them two ladies gay. Hey, bad lady, what if it isn't so much on hand? We're up for a halfway and nose-to-nose, going high, swing low. Well, again and on you go. Hey, on, you're looking hard on the next couple lead off and get burned in the cage. Burn out and snow in, snow out and a couple up here. On, good, wait, wait, that's far now. Make it good, that's far.
Thank you, Tommy, and thank you, Square Dancers. Well, we have a lot of fun here on the Grand Ole Opry, but every now and then we like to stop and think a little about how good God has been to us all. And then we offer up a little song to Him with a little prayer in our hearts. So join us, if you like, on a song that we hope that you'll enjoy, one entitled Life's Railway to Heaven. Life is like a mountain railroad with an engineer that's brave. We must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the curves that fill the tunnel. Never falter, never quail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, Thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us in Thy praise. Blessed Savior, Thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us in Thy praise.
Hawk, that was wonderful. I really like those hymns.
Thank you, Grant, and I'm sure you'll like the fine guitar playing of our next performer. Everybody does, you know, so let's have a great big welcome for Chester Atkins as he plays for you Wildwood Flower. Thank you, Chet.
You know, he does pick that guitar. You know something, Hawk? Chet plays a lot of guitar, but he sure is stingy with his talking. I don't think I've ever heard him say anything, on the opera at any rate.
Well, come to think of it, Grant, you're right. Chester isn't much on talking. But we sure got somebody here that makes up for him. She talks enough for two people.
You mean?
Who else but that bachelor girl from Grinder Switch, the talkingest girl in all the world, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I tell you right now, I'm proud to be up here tonight, but I've been having an awful good time down in Alabama. Hawk, I've been down in Alabama this week just going from one place to the other and having the best time, but them Alabama fellers down there, they kind of bother me.
They do what?
They just bother me, them Alabama fellers.
You mean they're chasing you around all over the place?
No, they don't pay no attention at all to me. That's what bothers me, see?
Oh.
They don't look at me except by mistake. I done found that out. But anyway, I've got the news from Grinder Switch. Leif Tinkham's boy, I know y'all will be happy to know that Leif Tinkham's boy that's been so fat, you know, that's been carrying so much weight, well, they've decided to put that little old boy on a diet. They are, sure enough, he's fell off now to about a ton. And he's been awful fat. He really has. He's so fat now that when he falls down, he rocks himself to sleep trying to get up. It's pitiful, sure enough. Well, Uncle Nabob, though, he come by the house today, and he was full of more old wild tales that he tells. You know, Uncle Nabob wouldn't know the truth if he met it right slap dab in the middle of the road. He just wouldn't know it, because he ain't never been familiar with the truth. But anyway, he come down there at the house today, and he's sitting around there, and he's telling us about Pud Hopkins. Said Pud's got an old dog down there that he learned to play poker. He did, sure enough. That's what Uncle Nabob said. I don't believe a word of it, but I thought I'd go along with Uncle Nabob. I said, Uncle, did Pud really learn that old dog play poker? He said, that's right. That's what he said. I said, well, is your dog a pretty good player? And Uncle Nabob said, no, said Pud. Said, that old dog wasn't no good poker player. Said, every time he gets a good hand, he wags his tail. Well, I said, every time I see Uncle Nabob and Aunt Ambrosia together, I wonder why I'm worried so about getting married. They have the worst time. Uncle Nabob said today he'd be so proud when it got time to take off his long-handle underwear. He gets mad with Aunt Ambrosia every time she washes. Every time she hangs out of wash and has a bunch of Uncle Nabob's long-handle underwear out there, they have a fight because Uncle Nabob fusses at her for stretching his underwear so bad when she washes it. Uncle Nabob says that his underwear sets down a long time before he does. Well, says, oh, talk about marriage. I don't guess I ought to worry much about not getting married as long as I've lived, you know. I don't know why I have to get married. I got a dog that growls and a parrot that swears and a fireplace that smokes and an old tomcat that stays out all night. Why should I get married? But anyway, brother, I want to tell y'all before I leave. I believe there's some folks out there that just feel the same way I do about that getting married business. Well, so though, I wanted to tell you about brother before I leave. That old boy, he come in here this morning to eat breakfast, and I never seen a boy so low. He could have walked under a snake and not even had to take his hat off. He was low this morning. I said, what's the matter, brother? I could see he wasn't eating no breakfast. He didn't eat about a dozen eggs. And I said, brother, what's the matter? And he said, well, I proposed to a girl last night, first time I ever did in my life. I said, well, brother, bless your heart, you proposed the first time. I said, well, what did she say? He said, she turned me down. I said, well, brother, you don't know about women. Sometime a girl's no means yes. He said, well, what does it mean when she says, phooey? Bye now, see you.
Wait a minute, Cousin Minnie. I've got an idea. If you want Hezzy to marry you, try making him jealous. Go to a party with him and then flirt with all the other men.
It won't work, Hawk. I done tried it. And you know what has he done? He just sat back and loaded his pipe with that good old Prince Albert smoking tobacco and grinned his fool head off.
Well, I'll have to admit that a man has got a right to be happy and forget his troubles when he's smoking mild, cool, pipe full of P8.
Oh, my, yes. Hezzy says that's because it's always so fresh and smokes so lazy.
Most comfortable smoking there is. P.A.'s crimp cut, packed just right, and for making cigarettes, it can't be beat. Rolls easy, tastes good and mild. For making man or pipe smoker, Prince Albert smoking tobacco is the very best.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test. The proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
All right, now here's our pretty guest. Think back again. What do you say? Let's make her welcome, Miss Jean Shepherd. She's got her one called Act Like a Married Man.
Got a good wife at home. No, she's never been untrue. She's got the whole world of faith, trust and confidence in you. How you can be unfaithful, I just can't understand. Now why don't you go home to your wife and act like a married man? Such as you. You've got a good wife at home. You know she's never been untrue. She's got the whole world of faith, trust and confidence in you. How you can be unfaithful, I just can't understand. Now why don't you go home to your wife and act like a married man?
Well, thank you, Jeannie. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, we're really loaded with talent tonight, and our next performer is a fellow you all know and like a lot. He's almost as tall as I am, but would be, I reckon, if his britches wasn't so short. But here he is anyway, Strain B.
Up the river and down the bend, goodbye, the goodbye. Up the river and down the bend, goodbye, lot of game. Oh, how I miss you, ain't that a shame? Oh, how I miss you, goodbye, lot of game.
Hey!
Now she won't ride my little red wagon, goodbye to goodbye. Call the wheel and rope, Max and Dragon, goodbye, Lottie Jane. Oh, how I miss you, ain't that a shame? Oh, how I miss you, goodbye, Lottie Jane. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. Well, I chew my tobacco and spit on the wall. Goodbye to goodbye. See, my little gal is coming for goodbye, Lonnie Jane. Oh, how I miss you. Ain't that a shame? Oh, how I miss you. Goodbye, Lonnie Jane.
Oh, my goodness. Old String really whips that old banjo of his. I swear, I don't know how he does it.
Well, String really can't play that thing. But now, Hawk, haven't you got a new record that's doing real good, and isn't it about time that you sang it for us?
By golly, Grant, I was sure hoping somebody would ask me to sing that.
Well, we're all waiting. So here it is, Hawkshaw Hawkins with his latest RCA Victor record, I'm Guilty of Dreaming.
I told my friends I had you charmed, that you would never leave my arms.
But I was guilty of dreaming and talking too loud. Your photograph with love to me I passed around for all to see. But I was guilty of dreaming and talking too loud. Oh, how it hurt me to swallow my foolish pride. Oh, it nearly killed me to tell my friends I stepped aside for someone new who won your heart. While I was talking big and smart, but I was guilty of dreaming and talking too loud. My foolish pride. Oh, it nearly killed me to tell my friends I stepped aside for someone new who won your heart. While I was talking big and smart, but I was guilty of dreaming and talking too loud.
Signal, folks, we've got to go. You sure been glad to have you folks visit with us tonight on the Grand Ole Opry. Be back again next week when Farron Young will be the head man with the Carlisles as his guest. Till then, this is Hawkshaw Hawkins, and thanks a lot for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night on the Grand Ole Opry.
Best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Today, more people smoke and enjoy Camels than any other cigarette of any kind. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service. And WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company in Nashville, Tennessee.